He's Crowder's time, oh God. Oh God, you're working it out, God. You're working it out, God.
For God so loved the world.
You're working it out, oh God.
Now, y'all just
it's all right, God. It's all right, God. It's okay.
We want to respond.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, not before you know you're responding, too.
Praise you, Lord God. You're working it out, God. You're working it out, oh God.
Praise
you, Lord God. You're working it out, God. You're working it out, oh God. Oh, bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
I tried to explain to you the other day.
Hallelujah. You got it all in control.
And this is a spirit.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That word there.
You get instructions from the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You get the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise tells you want to obey Him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the oh God. Praise
don't say amen before. Hallelujah. You know what you're saying amen to.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't like me, do you?
Yes, Lord.
Seems like I'm always picking on you. But the other night,
hallelujah. Yes, to your ways, yes, to your will, oh God.
When I was pulled from the back seat back there.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You're working it out.
I came and talked to you about something very important.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
See, now, you didn't say amen to that one, did you? You know why I didn't? Because you don't remember.
Hallelujah.
What did I talk about?
Hallelujah.
True worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. You're working it out. You're working it out. Working it out, God. You're working it out. Oh, bless you.
There's only one place
bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the scriptures
hallelujah.
Where that phrase of true worship is mentioned.
True worship. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Jesus.
Well, you know that. Now you could say amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, you didn't know it.
Hallelujah.
That's why you say amen.
Hallelujah. Oh.
There's only one place
hallelujah.
In Scripture.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Where that phrase, true worship.
True worship. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Help the Lord, Jesus.
The true worshiper.
True worshiper. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It has to do with your woman as well.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless your name.
I thought she knew what she was doing.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
She's been to that well many times.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You alone, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I don't want to go over that story.
Because
you should know it.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for your begotten son. Hallelujah.
That whosoever will believe in him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Not about him.
No.
Not concerning him.
Hallelujah.
But him.
Him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Paul said,
glory.
I know in whom.
Home. Hallelujah.
Not what.
Glory. Praise the Lord. Lord. Oh, bless
isn't there something?
Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory.
It's sad that we who seemingly know much
hallelujah.
Know so little.
Glory, God.
That when a clear presentation of the Word is brought to you,
hallelujah.
You start staggering with it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Is it important to discern the difference between what and whom?
Hallelujah.
You're not going to be saved by what you know.
Amen. Oh, bless you.
I quote it to you again. Paul said, I know whom.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I believe.
Hallelujah.
Not what.
Glory, God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, his what?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Has to do with a lot with who.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Because he knew him, he knew all about him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
As I listened to some of my calls this morning and listened to much of your response,
hallelujah.
My heart always groans within me. How little of us know what is really going on.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Many times over the last several weeks of the intensive pressure that's been put on me.
Hallelujah.
from without, from within.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not going to fault you for questioning, because I question.
Oh, God.
What, when, why, if, but how.
Oh, Jesus.
But many times, as I approach you, and I told you, you are my sounding board. What I'm sounding here is resonating.
Hallelujah.
Now that's very hard for our peanut brains to grasp.
Yes,
there's no way I can tell you of a truth that this little old man standing up here who might be around 140 some pounds.
Bless you, Jesus.
Who has been diminishing, and his mind is at 80 years old almost, still functioning.
Oh, God.
When most of the people I talk to have lost their mind.
Mm.
Especially Christians.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Who have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
Now they're walking in their own mind. That means they lost their mind. They lost their way. They lost their direction.
Hallelujah.
Why? How? What?
Lord,
for my people, are being destroyed. Losing their way.
Oh, God.
For a lack of knowing the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? But when they knew the way, when you knew the Lord, you did not walk in it.
Hallelujah.
I was sitting in the dining hall this morning, like I think most of you were, if you weren't someplace else.
Hallelujah.
Or like you're sitting here, if you're not someplace else.
Oh, God.
It is strange, isn't it, how we gather together, and yet we're not together.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
Our minds someplace else. And so we're in turmoil, because the only way you're going to have peace of mind is to have it stayed on Him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Stay. See, I said it four or five times, and some of you folk can't focus on that.
Bless you, Jesus.
I was reading a little episode today concerning the use of cell phones. Now, see, today, we are a cell phone generation.
Amen.
We've many times called your attention to our nation counter.
Yes. Yes.
Some of the most remotest nations in the world. Primitive.
Amen.
Yet every one of them. How did this come about? How?
Hallelujah.
Where were we?
Jesus.
What are you talking about? Why? I've talked about it before.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, did.
Hallelujah.
I've even mentioned it. Yeah, did. Yeah. We pick up those nations. They got a profile of the nation.
Hallelujah.
Population breakdown. And they always talk about how many phones are there. In some of those land nations, even the smallest islands, all of them, not just some of them, all of them.
Glory to God.
The thing that stacks out is they got cell phones. In the jungles, in the mountains, in the desert. They got cell phones.
Oh, God.
How did that come about? How did that happen?
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody behind that?
Glory to God.
Now, one thing that caught my attention this morning concerning that little article was they say, don't carry the phone next to your body. And be very careful. Don't allow the spirit
Hallelujah.
That operates in that phone.
Amen.
And
yes. Hallelujah.
You people.
Glory to God.
You are about as despairing as I've ever seen in my life. And I'm an old man and my life's about over. God, why we won't apply ourselves to hearing.
Amen.
I mean hearing to where it affects our way of doing.
Yes, Lord.
Yet they will not hear, God says.
Jesus.
It didn't say they can't hear. Yet they will not hear. Now I'll get back to them when I'm talking about it. It's just like the satellite. Can you picture that there are thousands,
hallelujah,
thousands already there? Here you go. Your poor little old peanut brain. Your carnal mind,
hallelujah,
that seems to enlarge itself. It would cram our mind full of worldly knowledge. So full,
glory,
of knowing things of the world.
Yes, Lord.
That we don't hardly anything at all about God.
Amen. So true.
It did not. Everything that you put in there is moving God out of our mind.
Amen. So true.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now you still don't know how to respond, huh? You can respond to that one? Truth, Lord?
No.
Well, that's okay for them, but not for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Again, you people here who are having first-hand sight of a situation, all my life, as God would lead me, I'd have to walk away from things that were dear to me.
Hallelujah.
And all my life, I've done it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Of the mistakes I made.
Hallelujah.
Of the wife that I married.
Hallelujah.
Of the children that I had.
Hallelujah.
Of the life that I had chosen.
Hallelujah.
Who do you know that? You know, you are such a bunch of damn fools.
Hallelujah.
Now you sit around me day after day and hear me discuss everything about my life, your life, God's life, and you still, when I try to answer to you about how I got myself in a situation of a double marriage, like most of you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, God. Jesus.
Can I explain that to you? Well, I have no double marriage. Well, if you are divorced and you looked at a woman and lusted after her in your heart, you went in on her. She became your wife. So you're double married. Triple married.
Amen.
See, we don't apply it like that. Now, I want to talk about something very specific. Again, yesterday, the Lord opened the door for our brothers to go and talk to our sister. The last thing as they discussed was, she said, I want to be saved. Now, the only way any of us are going to be saved is in the end.
Amen.
That's the end of the matter. Hold your confidence steadfast to the end. Because that's when you get saved.
Right.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Take me on again. Go ahead. Boy, I hate that. You can't say it any plainer than that. And so some of you sit there. And the reason why, because you want to believe you're saved now.
Hallelujah.
You're not saved until the end. He that shall endure unto the end. See how I got scriptures. You sit right there and you want it? Now, here's the scripture backs up what I'm saying. He that shall endure unto the end. That's what's going to be saved. And we watch that with all the ones.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'll point it sometimes.
Hallelujah.
I really don't, but I thought it out as a question. Why did God let Brother Case lay here for a week or two? We knew he was dying.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Just your martyr. Dave Murat. Why did you take him? Well, first of all, they have an appointed time.
Jesus.
You said the devil could get you to take your own life. He make God a liar. That's why any person who is suicides in hell. Because they challenge God's appointed time.
Glory.
I want to be saved, but then we want to be saved our own way. He that seeks to save his own life, the life that you live in this flesh, you seek to save that one. Your soul is going to be damned.
Hallelujah.
That's not what your life is. Your life is in your soul.
Amen.
Hey, please, if you're not going to make a concerted effort right now to hear me, would you please get out here? No, I'm asking you kindly. Don't push me, or I will throw your butt out of here. You're not going to make some kind of an effort. First thing you got to do is empty your damn minds.
Yes.
Your minds will damn you.
Yes.
And I said it right.
Yes.
I know you don't like to hear the word damned. Boy, had God tried that into my heart today again, because they received not the love of the true God, will send them wrong illusion. Who anywhere in the world has gone through that minutely as I have, over and over? Look at them. And I still can't get it. You mean to tell me you haven't heard me take that and break it down? Break it down. Break it down. Syllable upon syllable. Look, you should be able to say it for me. Why would you do that, God?
Amen.
You've never heard me do it, huh?
Yes.
And because, and that is a reference to this time period.
Yes.
It's right in the time.
Hallelujah.
Talking about the revealing of the man of sin.
Amen.
That's where this comes in.
Amen.
Surely,
hallelujah,
I should have 100% positive reaction to that.
Glory.
May I be excused? I said, little children, you know it is the last time.
Amen.
Little children.
Hallelujah.
You know.
Yes, Lord.
It is the last time.
Yes.
And
yes, Lord,
in the last time, the man of sin should be revealed.
Amen.
Now you know what withheld his revelation. Had to wait till the last time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which one of you English speakers can talk? How about you, can you say that in Spanish for me, please? Or, huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you rebellious house. How you refuse to hear.
Amen.
It's important that you're right.
Yes, Lord.
Little children.
Hallelujah.
It is the last time.
Oh, yes.
You know it.
Amen.
You know it.
Amen.
You little children, you know.
Hallelujah.
How much man of sin has been revealed to you?
Amen.
Did you ever think you would be so prone to sin? So knowledgeable of what your sin is?
Hallelujah.
As we are now?
Amen.
You don't understand the statement?
Yes.
Finding yourself doing things you never thought you'd ever do.
Good Lord.
Once it's brought to you, it brings you to repentance.
Yes.
My God, I have sinned.
Hallelujah.
I sinned.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You still
yes, Lord.
Will not acknowledge it, will you?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what jumped out at me all night long, because I lay in my bed from back and forth consciousness, and I'll say, why do I got to get up, God? Why can't I just stay here? I don't know what else to say.
Jesus.
And I went through the whole night without any pains. And then I woke up and I said, well, I guess I'll have to preach. And then pain hit me. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. That means I can shut up again.
Oh, Jesus.
Because there's no way I could talk if that pain would stay here. I went to the radio a minute ago. I'm about ready to pass this off. Because, come on, okay, I got the message, God.
Jesus.
You want me to stop talking. And I have done it.
Hallelujah.
I have done it. And it won't take much to persuade me to continue on. Yet they will not hear. Well, you shouldn't do that, Brother Stairs. Shut the hell up. I know what God told me. He said, you stop talking. He told Ezekiel that. He said, shut yourself in. When I'm ready, I'll grab you by the nape of your neck. I'll pick you up. Then you say what it takes. Now, that's one thing I have to hold on to, because I don't want to talk. I really don't. I've spoken tens of thousands of words. Millions. But see that little episode yesterday. I want to be saved. But you can't be saved living your own way.
Hallelujah.
Doing your own thing.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Seeking your own glory.
Yes, Lord.
You cannot be saved.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
So stop lying to yourself and say, I want to be saved, and not willing to do.
Yes, Lord.
And you can't save yourself.
No.
So what God does, He calls you, puts you in a place where you can be saved. And that place is in Christ Jesus. In the body of Christ. You're not going to find it in a body of the whole.
No.
You got a world church to all religions who say, Lord, Lord.
Oh, God.
You got a Baptist church, the Methodist church, the Presbyterian, the Roman Catholic, the Mother of Harlots, who produced all of those churches. She is a mother. She brought them all forth.
Right.
Even Muslims.
Right.
Even Buddhists.
Yes, yes, Lord.
All the world religions. She is the mother of all the abominable
Hallelujah.
Religious systems in the world.
Yes, Lord.
She's of the world.
Amen.
Well, not my church. Your church more than any. Because your church is not his church.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'll build my church, not yours.
Amen.
Not your church.
Amen.
And right now, he's tearing down all the other buildings, all the other walls, all the other churches, calling you out so he can build his church. Because these false churches, Satan has prevailed against them all the time.
Amen.
He corrupted them.
Yes.
He destroyed them.
Yes.
He deceived them.
Amen.
And they build up walls, and they all got to come down so you can get out.
Amen.
Not in,
Amen.
Out.
Amen.
I wonder if anybody understands this at all. Oh, my.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples,
oh, Jesus,
I say unto you that a rich man,
Jesus,
shall hardly enter in,
hallelujah,
to the kingdom of heaven. Now, I didn't say he never could. He said hardly.
Okay.
It's not easy.
Okay.
And you that are rich, you know how rich you are. You belong to that apostate religious system,
hallelujah,
many of you, that produced the Laodicean Church.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And the first thing they say is, we are
rich.
Now, anybody ever heard me apply that over the years? For thou sayest, I'm saved.
Yes.
I'm sanctified.
Hallelujah.
I heard the Holy Ghost.
Oh, Jesus.
I speak with tongues. Did you hear that Roman Catholic fellow the other day?
Yes.
Did you hear?
Yes.
How could you refute what that man said?
Hallelujah.
I'm born again, still filled, Bible believing Christian. I recognize the truth, it comes from you. But I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm a God Father. I'm a God Father. I'm a God Father. How do you know who a father is? By the mother. who put that baby in you, mother? Why? There's your father.
Amen.
God, Father.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You use your mother to identify the father. So these mother churches, all these daughter churches, they identify the Father.
Hallelujah.
Your Father, you do error.
Yes.
Amen.
You say you're the church, you do error.
Yes.
You say you're God's people, you do error.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You say I'm black, I'm white, you do error.
Yes.
God didn't make no black folk.
Amen.
He didn't make no white folk.
Amen.
No, he didn't.
No.
Not one.
Amen.
These are all the results of sin that came to that. Your genes got changed. Your manner of life got changed. As they come further and further away from that. Too deep, huh? Isn't that something? I can't, after years and years, find people who are immediately, this is true.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Here we are.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Again, mind you now, a repetition, but another way.
Hallelujah.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily, surely, truly.
Truly.
Yes.
Earnestly.
Yes.
Purposely.
Yes.
Intently.
Yes.
I say unto you, that a rich man,
my God,
shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
My dear sister out there, $10,000 you've been placed in your hand in over the last 7-8 months. Are you getting into the kingdom? You'll be a rich woman.
Hallelujah.
How about you? What's been placed in your hands?
Hallelujah.
Rich. How about you, there's many of you out there, like I played a little email from our brother in New York. The man has a pension of $4,000 a month. He said, I'm sorry, I can't send you no offering. He's getting so tight up here, he can't hardly make ends meet. I got to get out of New York. Oh, I thought he knew that. And did God make your way?
Thank you, Lord.
See, this little situation here, your mind is so corrupt. I'm going to see what my God will do. Well, who's taking care of her? Her God. And how's he done it? Through the man of God.
Right.
Otherwise, she would have zero. Nothing. Nothing. Look how much you possess.
glory.
You gave up and now you have houses, lands, brothers, sisters, and you've been shortchanged?
No way.
Are you going to remember that next time you want to show out?
Oh, Jesus.
Remember for once our calling. Yeah. Someone said to me, I keep saying, I love you. Why? I should tell you, I just like you. Do you people don't get it? Do you think I have an overwhelming human love for you? You're crazy. Because I love you. Why? Why? Because he told me. So I offer a labor of love. I love my wife. See, you see, the scriptures are so clear. Paul says, your first love.
Right.
Teresa was your first wife that God gave you.
All
right.
Two. And I was your first husband that God gave her.
Amen.
Even though we both had a wife before. And her husband. See?
Amen.
That was not the first one.
Hallelujah.
This life that God gave you, this is the first life that God finally gave you life. Right here. Right here.
Thank you, Lord.
Love life. Love life.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the way of life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You're going to tell me that when you start to receive this message, it didn't bring life?
Yes.
Things start to change?
Yes.
You turned around and some changed you. No! Am I crazy? This is your life. Love it. You may not like it, but love. I don't like a lot of things she does. She don't like anything. Are you? But that doesn't affect my love. Why? Because I've been committed to it. Had nothing to do with it. One way, look, you're still going to do it, aren't you? You're going to be damned if you folks don't wake up. Because you don't love this truth. And I'm going to go back to it again. I know what the scripture says. And I've told you hundreds of times, it's not sufficient to receive you.
My Lord.
Very clear. Because they receive not the love for God. Because God is love. You have not the love of God. If you think you can get this with your money. You want to buy this power to serve God with your talents, with your gifts. You're a thief. You're a rock. Trying to get saved some other way. Now the question is, do you want to be saved?
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's all God's ever asked the world.
Want to be saved.
Yes.
Find you in a lost state.
Yes, Lord.
He says, do you want to be saved?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
And the world says, no.
Oh, God.
Do you want to be saved?
Yes.
Above all others.
Yes, Lord.
I want a house, I want a car, I want a marriage, I want babies. Or do you want to be saved?
Saved.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus.
Probably one of the most profound statements in the Bible come from the mouth of a man who was about to kill himself. Everybody know where I'm at, don't you? 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Y'all, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory.
I don't know if it, maybe you don't want to be saved, huh?
Want to be saved.
Sitting right here. Sitting right here. Yes. Making light of what I'm doing. Not sober, not serious. You want to save your own life.
Oh,
your own feelings.
Oh,
you don't want to hear this.
Oh.
Too sober.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Some of you are about to commit suicide. You're taking, going to kill your very life.
Yes.
The one that God gave you.
That's right.
That can kill your own life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Take your own life. I want to take my own, do what I want to do.
Right.
You're committing suicide.
Amen.
And I say to you, do yourself no harm.
Amen.
Stop harming yourself by trying to save your own life. Because even if you find it, you'll lose it. The Bible didn't say you wouldn't find it.
Glory.
He didn't say to save his own life. Once you got it, now you're going to lose it.
Praise God.
Now, all of you divorced brothers here, did you find your life?
Amen.
Praise God.
When you got that new car, did you find your life? Or got that job? Did you find your life?
Wow.
Or got that education? I got it now. Get a life. I got one. I got a PhD. I'm a doctor such and so. I'm a, what do you call them up there in Canada, brother? Huh? Journeyman. He's now going a journey. He's well equipped. Yes, sir, boy.
Jesus.
Yeah, Dad walked by and he was working on a pole and he was doing such a persistent, prolific job. Dad said, what are you doing? Could I see what he was doing? You don't get my question. I mean, if his doing is so clear, I wouldn't say, what are you doing? Stringing wires, put a box up, do a screwdriver. Talk to a little boy down and tell him how to do it. Why he's doing it. I better not go any further with that. When are you brothers going to understand? So when I walk up to you anytime, and you are obviously doing what you know it, you're doing, and I'll say to you, what are you doing? You'll say, uh-oh. There's something wrong with what I'm doing here. It may not be in the mechanical part. It could be in the intent or the purpose. And if it has to do it your way, I'm doing it my way, then it's wrong. And that we don't like doing. In order for God to show us what's right, He's got to emphasize what's wrong.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Number two, I remember Brother Dennis when I was talking about something seemed so clear. He said, what did I do wrong? I said, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Yes.
You are wrong.
Amen.
Your way,
amen.
My way,
yes.
Is wrong.
It's wrong. Yes, Lord.
And God showed us that so we can find His way. My God. You don't want to know God's way. You honestly believe you know how to live with each other? Your way?
Amen.
God bless you.
Jesus.
No, you got to lay down your way.
Amen. Bless you.
And His way is the way of the cross.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get crossed.
Amen.
Oh. Well, I don't want to talk too much about that because it's okay what you've done. But,
hallelujah.
You know, logging you around here, God is so good to us.
Oh, yes, He is.
And we still do it. Our own way, God still forgives us and takes the good out of it. He proves all things. Just check your heart on it. For instance, how are you taking this little talk this morning? Is this more important you receive what I'm saying than the job you've done?
Hallelujah.
He's just trying to teach us a little more caution.
Yes.
He's trying to instruct us a bit more carefulness.
Amen.
So we don't do things our way.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
For your way, your thoughts, the things you learn from the world, is not God's way.
Amen.
You mean God can get involved in lights and electric and cell phones? See how Satan uses all these things? Huh? Now, we use them too. But don't abuse them.
Amen.
What are we even challenged with around here with our computers and our cell phones? I'm abusing them. Or misusing them.
Amen.
Because they receive not. Boy, you better hear this scripture. For God's sake, for the cause of Christ's sake, you better hear me. Because remember this. It didn't say that the love of God and the truth is not given to you. But because you refuse to love it, you love lies.
Yes, yes, yes.
You love delusion.
Yes, Lord. Mercy endures.
My God, have mercy on us. Can't you do something about it now? Right here, repent. Truth. Truth, Lord. Save me, God. My God. Don't tell me you haven't been disillusioned in your walk around here. Oh, it didn't turn out the way I thought. It turned out the way he thought. He had his intentions.
Right.
Said, I know my thoughts.
Yes.
Glory.
Amen.
Old Brother Christopher walked by the table this morning. I said, the dog is back. He said, what are you going to do? Curse God and die now? That's what he answered me.
Amen.
Because that's what this whole thing is all about.
Amen.
That spirit has got a hold of that woman. And your children, your family, wants us to curse God and die. In other words, they don't want us to believe in God.
Amen.
It's like I was trying to tell you, they're after our soul. Because our life is in Christ. That's our soul. The jailer cried out when he heard the word, do yourself no harm. We are all here. Do you understand that? You know what, a jailer? Do you know what? He was going to take his life? Because he had been given a charge that was his life. Read the story, you smart Alex. When he received a magistrate's order, you make sure these guys don't get away.
Hallelujah.
Until we deal with them later on. So he beat him. Now the jailer was the one that authorized the beating. I got to make these guys so they can't get out of here. No matter what.
Hallelujah.
Am I describing this clear enough? Are you sure? Hey!
Jesus.
Receiving the charge. He beat him? Oh, that must have been some kind of beating.
Glory to God.
I know what pain does. That takes your strength away. When it overcomes you, you can't hardly do anything.
Amen.
Give him some pain, guy. I told you I wouldn't wish it, but some of you folk ain't going to receive me. You're not going to believe me. Oh, what a rebellious, stubborn house.
Jesus.
I'm defining what made the jailer finally end up trying to kill himself. Because he had received a charge from the magistrate. I ain't done with these guys yet. You make sure that they don't get out of here. So he beat him. Then he thrust him into the inner prison. See the phrase? Are you able? What's wrong with you people? Does it say that? It says that. Jesus. And put them in stocks and bonds. That means he locked their hands and their feet.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And he locked the door. And he interpreted. Yeah. And they went home with the bed. I took care of it. But at midnight.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The rest, like this night, hour of the night. He was secure now. He was secure. How secure are you?
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Did God intend for him to be there?
Amen.
Well, sure did. Because Paul finally told you, guy, hey, we ain't going to work. We're all here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Oh, why? God, please help me, Father. Why is it that these folk will not apply themselves to understanding?
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Well, you describe it in such a way it's hard for me to believe. Isn't that our problem today? So many things it's hard for us to believe.
Hallelujah.
I can't believe that woman chose that kind of life. That's hard, boy. I said, God, what's wrong with you? For my child or yours?
Amen.
Hard to believe. That brother Paul, he keeps saying things that's hard.
Hallelujah.
For me to believe or to understand. Yeah, Paul said something like this. Nevertheless, I live.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I'm crucified. You're not seeing Paul anymore. He's dead. Nevertheless, I live.
Jesus.
What?
Jesus.
When I use your phrases, you just folk can't read it, can you? Huh? When I start quoting to you, R.G. Starr is dead. Just like you. I'm trying to tell you, you're dead. If you start living on that pessimism, you're dead. You are dead. That woman's dead. Our children are dead in their trespasses and sins. You keep trespassing and you keep practicing your sin against God. You're dead because your life is in God. Your life is in believing God. Don't trespass that. Believe that. Because that's your hope for all your other sins. Believe on Him. He's a Savior. Come on. You better hear me. What I want to do is, I want to read a verse because I have it marked. I have it marked. I believe I did it. Let me, oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it marked. You have to have a glass to read everything?
Oh, bless you.
You have to have a glass. This is pretty big, though.
Who then can be saved?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Who then?
Yes, Lord.
Can be saved.
Hallelujah.
And again he said, I say unto you. Now the word again means he said something prior to it. Now you're going to say it another way to try to give more emphasis upon it.
Yes, Lord.
What did he say? Why, he said verily, sincerely, truly.
Yes.
Surely.
Yes.
Who didn't say that? Yeah, the word verily is. I'm trying to magnify it. I'm trying to clarify it. I'm trying to emphasize it. Verily, sincerely, purposely, intently. Ain't I pretty, I'm pretty good for an old man that don't know much, huh? I mean, I said words that some of you folks have no problem with. But you still do, don't you? What does that say? It's a verily. It's it's an emphasizing word. Verily, sincerely, overwhelmingly, purposely, intent. This is my intent. This verily, sincerely.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Take heed to this. Listen to what I'm saying. Pay attention.
Yes.
Respond to it.
Yes, Lord.
Verily. Verily, verily, sometimes he said. Verily, sometimes twice. I want you to catch this. Hear this.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you still won't do it, huh? See what I did? over and over again. I magnify, yeah. Magnify, and magnify. And y'all just sit there, you know, tapping your fingers.
Hallelujah.
I'm reading the prelude to Who Then Can Be Saved?
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm reading the prelude, the thing that led up to this question.
Yes, Lord.
Who then can be saved?
Amen.
Interesting, huh? Because I want to be saved.
Amen.
Can I be?
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
I'll answer it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I look at some of your faces. You are pitiful. You are really pitiful that you can't come with me in this hour and see what I'm. Why are you in jeopardy every hour? Every hour. Our salvation is in jeopardy. Every hour. Right now. Your eternal destiny will be determined on whether you believe or don't believe. The jailer said, what must I do to be saved?
Amen. Oh God.
Hallelujah.
And the answer was believe.
Hallelujah.
On
Jesus.
Not in, on. Another interesting thing, isn't it? Oh, I believe in Jesus. No. Boy, you know why folks don't like the King James Version? It's the most accurate version of the Bible. It's the only one ever authorized.
Amen.
And of course, it's the letter.
Yes.
So if you stumble over the letter,
Amen.
You're going to get killed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
On, lean on, not in, on.
Amen.
That's a little English word, huh? Okay. Well, I can see the idea about that scripture when it comes down to questions. Doubting about a question. I got a question for you. I got a question for you. I got a question for you. How do you baptize, a fellow said to me one day. I said, right?
Hallelujah.
Isn't satisfying? I guess you want me to say wrong.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You see, I'm talking again at this hour. We got talking in Moscow. Isn't that amazing? You think maybe somebody in Moscow, Russia, might want to be saved?
Hallelujah.
China.
Yes,
the other day I got a break. You heard this morning several times. Australia. A woman listening off of the satellite. After all these years now, we finally got one call from somebody who's listening on that expensive Optimus B3, is it? One of the first ones we took years ago. Because that was the only way I could get basically into Australia.
Amen.
You didn't catch that this morning?
Yes.
Well, what did you catch about? And why did I do it? My God. Are you people ever going to pay attention? So if I ask for some backup, some witness to the truth,
Hallelujah.
You'll be able to back me up.
Thank
you, Lord. I deliberately do something with that cut.
Yes.
Purposely.
Yes.
Not only did I repeat it, but I took something and repeated it within the cut. Several times. You sure? Well, speak up.
Victoria,
Australia. I wanted you to hear where the call was coming from. I let you on the satellite. All the time. Now, does that woman know? No, she doesn't know. Make sure to listen now. I'll tell her. Many years ago, when I got on that satellite, at that point in time, we had quite a bit of money. It was a time when God had given us several million dollars that we had in the bank.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We do no longer have this, those millions in the bank. When that money was put in my hand, I started enlarging the Overcome Ministry. And I spent millions of God's money, not to buy a house, but to buy time. So when that was offered to me in Australia, I bought it. It cost $20,000 per year the first year we had that. Now these guys up here, they probably don't remember because they weren't around. You hear me, brothers? Hey, Jonathan, that same company now puts us on 6 satellites right now. How much did we pay last year for all 6 of them?
$150,000.
You're something. You're not impressed with anything, are you? Now let me tell you about the satellite in Australia, because that was well over 10 years ago. The first year I bought it, but then by the second year come around, our money was gone. I didn't have the money. So I got the telephone. I have to renew it. The optimist in Australia. I don't have the money. So somebody sent me the money. And a man named Brooks from Australia sold his property and sent the money for us to continue on the optimist. He still writes almost once a month now, but he doesn't have the resources he had because he gave most of them. And he still sends about $100 a month. Went through a lot of trials and fury because you don't have. Never mind. You people, I just want. You wonder why you can't rejoice?
Hallelujah.
Because the truth is so shocking that we can't hardly believe it. So therefore, we won't rejoice.
Amen.
You don't like that, do you, huh? I'm going to tell you, you are on very dangerous grounds. Because every person that ever turned it away from me, it turned away from the truth.
Amen.
It did not love the message or the messenger. They left their first love. You know I'm the first prophet you ever met? That's your first love that God gave you for the prophet.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'll find somebody better. God gave you the best. You can't find it better than the best. When he gives you a brother or sister, he gives you the best. You can find a better one. When you find the church, you found the best. That's God's best. When you found your Savior, that was God's best. I found the Savior. He's sweet, I know.
Hallelujah.
How comes it's so bitter? Because you're tasting the wrong thing.
Hallelujah.
You're tasting King. The Lord. He is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Glory.
Lord Jesus.
Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily, surely, truly, purposely, intently, listen to me now, I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I don't think you got it. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Notice again, it would be easier for a camel to do that than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Well, many years ago, that was a very theological issue. Because everybody tried to figure out what Jesus was talking about when he said it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. So it came up from theologians that one of the gates into Jerusalem was called a Neil. So small. Now they built gates like that to keep out, so they could protect. You got a great big wide gate. See, God can't protect you in the wide gate. Why? Anybody gets in like that. So in order to protect his kingdom, it's a straight, narrow is the way. Okay? Not everybody's going to get through that one. Huh? And these theologians would come up with this narrow gate over there called the Avenue. So Jesus, he looks at it, he says, see that cell phone? It'd be easier for you to get rid of your phone than so you can enter the kingdom or stop listening to the world. Or he's using something right there that they can understand. Now, the approach to that gate, these caravans would come in with these camels who stood real tall. They were so high they couldn't get through the gate. Not because of the load on their back. That wasn't stopping them. They were big, tall headed. For a camel to go through that gate, you had to get on their knees. And for you to get into the straight gate, you're going to have to get on your knees. You're going to have to get on your knees. Hey, rich man, get on your knees. I was down on my knees. Out on an altar of prayer. Because I knew there just must be a God somewhere. So on my knees. God, remember me when tears are falling down. Remember me when there's trouble all around. And down at the river of Jordan. Boy, God, I mean, Father God, you're actually moving me. And I can't move these people. So entrenched in your self-will. Right? What is it going to take to move you?
Remember, Lord.
To move you.
Yes, Lord.
What you're just putting on. No, this is not right there's emotions.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I wouldn't say that if I was you.
Yes, Lord.
I marvel. I haven't sung that song in years. And also bangers.
Glory.
Right back.
Glory.
Yeah, like the first part. I was down on my knee.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
At an altar of prayer. Why? Why are you down on your knee? Because I knew.
Yes.
I knew. There must be a God somewhere.
Yes, Lord.
There must be a God somewhere. Hey, remember me? I'm remembering you, Lord. Wow. And some of you folks who want to sleep, go home sleep. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on, you rebellious folk. Use your rebellion and get tough and get out of here.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning?
Hallelujah.
What? How many times have I stood in the dining hall and said, I don't think you folk want to be saved? And some of you right now got me wondering by watching the way you're receiving this message. Do you want to be saved?
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Father.
I want to be saved. And then keep on doing what you're doing.
My Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, my friends, leaving the place or leaving the position that God gave you. See, that's one reason. I have staggered. I have wavered, but I haven't left the place. Want to? Long to?
Yes.
Trying to find a way to? But that's not God's way. So I just... Kevin leave my place the other night with my brother Stan. And so I was able to keep him in his place. And I needed him in his place, and he needs me in my place. And we need God in his place. And God needs us in our place. So when we come to this place of discipline and learning, don't leave your place. He put you there, me here.
Hallelujah.
When the spirit of the ruler rises up, leave not your place. What's the next line? Yielding to it, to him ruling. In what? You repent of the evil. You repent of it. What he allowed to come upon you. He'll take it back and say, leave him alone, Satan. You've touched him enough now. I've done that with this hundreds of times. Submit
mighty God,
yourself to God, and so doing, you are then resisting the devil, and he will. Now, my only hope right now is that these people are listening to me. But the chances are they're not, but maybe they are. Because I'm telling you again, Tom, you better get your butt out of here. You better return back to the Lord, because the time for your repentance is very close. You either repent or you perish. Nobody's going to be saved on somebody else's sin. To justify you doing your own way. No one. You better get it through your head, down to your heart. You're not going to live your own life because that person did do right, or that one did.
True Lord.
Okay. Very, very. You rich in knowledge and rich in old understanding. Oh, you're so rich, huh? It'd be easier for a harlot, a drunkard, a wicked, sinful man to get into the kingdom. Jesus even said that. He said, they'll get into the kingdom before you. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? What's wrong with you, Lord? Are you out of your mind?
Jesus. Thank
you, Father. Thank you. Now, what those theologians would tell us years ago, I don't disagree with it, but I think they're bringing it down to a human understanding instead of not getting the spiritual application. But what they would tell you was, when they would come to caravans, these camels, these loads on their back, they'd have to take the load off their back.
Hallelujah.
Even with the load on their back, if they knelt down, it would still be too big. So they take the load off their back. Can we get on his knees? Go through the gate. And they put the... See, now you, when you came to Jesus, you laid your burden down out here. But when you got through the gate, he laid his burden on you. Come on, you can get away from burden now. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Once they got through the gate, that burden they had was much lighter.
Amen.
It ain't far from the end now. Pretty soon they'll take it off us completely now. Get to the marketplace or...
Come on.
We get to our intended destination. They'll take that thing off my back.
Amen.
And you have to endure now.
Amen.
When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed. You think maybe you could stand amazed in what you're hearing this morning?
Yes.
Before I came out of the radio room, I looked at a video. that over 1 million people or more participated in last night. There's a man walking across the Niagara Falls. The rope is about that big around. Special shoes. And walking across the Niagara Falls to that guy was a piece of cake. Why? Because he had done the same thing with a rope 2 feet off the ground. Many times in the last couple of years.
Jesus.
Oh, you poor folk. Yeah, he practiced.
Yes.
The same rope, stretched tight, same distance, but 2 feet off the ground. So he perfected it.
Hallelujah.
And he actually was up there talking and joking.
Sure.
Well, way above the Niagara Falls. And then, as he was walking across it, he had a little thing around here with a cable that was fastened to the cable that came right behind him as he walked and stayed with him. Now, what was that? Well, that was to keep him falling.
Jesus.
Now, if he'd have fell off the thing, that little cable would have caught him.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus.
But you see the people watching, He said he was praying all the way across there. And he was. If you've seen, if you're close above him, right to his face. Mm-hmm. Boy, you'd have seen just a praying, you know. God wasn't in that. That's like the football player praying. That's like the basketball player crossing himself and praying. That's like the wrestlers and the politicians praying.
Amen.
That's like some of you praying in vain.
Oh, Jesus.
You've asked in vain. You're asking for the wrong thing, for the wrong motive, for the wrong purpose. That's in vain. Tomorrow morning, millions are going to go to churches. Well, we're going to the house of worship. Whose house? Who are you going to worship? You know not who you worship, Jesus said. Do you know who you worship? Paul said, I know in whom. Not what? Whom? How well do you know him? Do you know him well enough that he can say, I know you?
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Or will you hear him say, I never knew you?
Oh, Lord.
Do you know him enough to know that he knew you before you knew him?
Hallelujah! Glory!
Not quite sure yet? Some of you? Huh? Who then can be saved?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Isn't that remarkable? And Jesus beheld them.
Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
And said unto them, the subject of being saved with men, this is impossible.
Amen.
Can't save yourself.
Amen.
No one else can save you.
Amen. Jesus!
As long as you think you know so much and have so much and you're rich.
Jesus.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Sell what thou hast.
Oh, Jesus.
Give to the poor.
Amen.
Give what? This glorious message.
Amen.
That I can be saved by getting rid of my self-will, my riches, the things I trust in.
Amen.
What a preacher. And see, I get amazed at my own preaching. But you folks don't convince me I'm preaching very well. You're not amazed at it. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Hallelujah.
I was wondering how he could save a sinner condemned. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful! And I love this show.
Yes, Lord.
folk who want to be saved receive the love of the truth.
Yes, Lord.
And then the truth sets them free.
Oh,
I want you to listen to the verse. May God help my wife, my daughter, your wife, your daughter, me. May God have them just right now tune on that radio and hear. Because they receive not the love of the truth. Who then can be saved?
Huh?
Because they receive not. I don't need it. I don't need to be out there listening to you to be saved. Is that right? You're a bunch of damn fools.
My Lord.
I wish I didn't have to say this because I'm tired of saving. But I don't know any other reason why God kept me alive.
Amen.
So that I could be heard.
Amen.
And anyone who does not make a concerted effort to hear me, will you listen to it again, Brother Dan?
Gloria!
Because they received...
No. And whosoever...
Yeah. And Moses truly said unto the Father.
And Moses truly said unto the fathers. And the fathers said...
Amen.
What? Huh? Forever since the fathers.
Yeah, amen.
Forever since the fathers fell off asleep.
Amen.
You know, the fathers.
Amen.
The ones that Moses spoke to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now go ahead again. You can't put those two together.
Amen.
Fathers.
Glory.
You had many instructors, but you have a father.
Hallelujah. Glory. Abba.
Brother Bruner, who was a father, is the one that brought that scripture up. I never turned away from it. Because he asked a question one night, preaching down there, who are the fathers? Where is the promise of his coming? Forever since
the fathers.
The fathers fell asleep. The fathers did. He's talking about.
Yes.
For Moses said unto the father. What did he say? To the fathers.
A prophet.
A prophet.
To the Lord your God.
To the Lord your God. Raised up among you.
From among the brethren.
From among the brethren. Lift them up higher. Magnify them a little greater. That's one of the brothers. One of the brothers. Like unto me. Because he's your brother.
Yes.
Him.
Shall you hear?
No choice. Him shall you
hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you.
You mean God? You would literally take a mere man,
yes, Lord God,
and put your words in his mouth,
yes,
and tell the people to say and to believe and to hear whatever he said?
Yes.
Don't take issue with it.
Yes, God.
But say it, son.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Boy, you all go along with that, don't you? Well, that means Jesus. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's to one eventually.
Yes.
But he always has forerunners who run before him to give you an understanding of what he's going to appear like.
Oh, yes.
Now, you know when he should appear. That's what I was trying to tell you yesterday about when I just said to stand. I said, I need you. Well, I don't need fleshly stand. That ain't what I needed. What I needed was that repentance thing that he did out there.
Hallelujah.
He didn't come running back and say, I repent. I can't stir over. Throw to the side.
Hallelujah.
And like Jesus looking at Peter. I looked over. He told you. I watched again. Isn't this something? You right in front of your eyes, you saw that. I turned around. You understand?
Praise God.
Where are you?
Praise
God. Oh, Jesus.
You won't upset me if I find a spirit of repentance on you. I'll join with you in it.
Glory.
Yeah, you won't. You won't make me feel belittle if you say, I'm sorry. I'll say, I'm sorry with you.
Amen.
Now, we're sorry people.
Yeah, we are.
I got to think about how all the prophets would end up praying for the sins of the people and include himself in it. Every one of them. I marvel at Daniel, who had an extra spirit in him, who you could impeccable. And yet when he prayed, that we. Come on, why don't you prove yourself? No, I'm part of this.
Amen.
In fact, that was what got him seeking after God. Because he was part of, in the bondage.
Amen.
What are we here for?
Right.
Yeah. Give him some understanding.
Yes.
So then I understood.
Jesus.
By reading the books.
Amen.
Do you understand by reading the book?
Hallelujah.
I'm a book.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Written?
No.
What? You don't know what I know about you. I hope you know anything about me. Because I haven't hit too much of anything.
Well, bless you, Lord.
No.
Oh, Lord God.
You all should be able to relate to me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I to you.
Amen.
I know about your infirmity.
Amen.
I know about mine.
Amen.
Boy, it's been something. No matter how I explain it to you, this mind, this. Who then can be saved? The apostles. Come on, Lord. I think it was right after this incident where Peter stepped up and said, hey, wait a minute. Well, we left off. We got what you told him to do. Now, he didn't do it. Just like most of you won't do it. Man, I come here. I want to be saved about that. Well, give up what you have. Stop seeking your own.
Jesus.
Submit yourself to the discipline of this place.
Oh, Jesus.
And take up your cross.
Jesus.
Follow me.
Oh, Jesus.
Have I asked you to live a different life than me?
No.
Did I demand more of you than was demanded of me?
Where is God?
Is he accept your repent just for you instead of me? What's wrong with you? See, you folk, some of you, whether you like it or not, you don't want to be saved.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, that's hurt the old
God.
And over the times people got to the point, well, I don't have to listen to you to be saved. Is that right? Even I'm required to listen to me.
Amen.
Even me. Hear what the Spirit is saying. God, I can't penetrate. I can't. God. Ay, 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 ay. You're like a bunch of... You're so rooted in your iniquity. Well, you, what do you do? Well, what do I do? I thought the potential of pain all morning. I was actually hoping for a while that it would hit me hard enough that I could say, you preach. Because I was wanting out of this. Why? Because of the potential that while I'm preaching, I'd have to stay. I don't believe you, Brother Stair. I don't wish it on you. But if somehow your hope don't allow the Holy Spirit to prick your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
And bring some conviction to you.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
To where you do something about your lethargy. Woe be unto you.
Hallelujah.
At our ease in Zion. For unless Zion travails.
Yes, Lord.
There will be no sons and daughters restored.
Amen.
Remember, they're already sons and daughters. They're out here in the womb, ready to be brought forth. Some of you need to be brought forth.
Amen.
You're kicking in the womb, with you. So it shows you got some life from the Holy Spirit, from the mama.
Oh,
you need to be brought out and get your life.
Right.
in yourself and in grief. I got it. Boy, I got that so perfect. Oh, yeah. And Jesus beheld them and said unto them, he heard that question, who then can be saved? Well, I'll tell you what, fellas, my dear brothers, with men, your best work, your best efforts, doing all you've done, won't save.
Amen.
It's impossible.
Hallelujah.
Well, how can we be saved?
Oh, Jesus. Why?
With God.
Yes,
the God who sent his son to save.
Jesus.
Here I am.
Oh,
I'm your salvation.
Yes.
I'm your Savior.
Jesus.
It ain't what you know about me. But you fellows have had an intimate relationship. I've identified myself to you.
Hallelujah.
I've made myself known to you.
Yes.
I've revealed myself to you.
Yes.
And that's God. Well, Christ is God in you.
Yes.
And with God, all things are possible. Now unto him that is able to save unto the utterance all things that come unto God. And in Christ Jesus. Do you know him? And Peter answered and said, behold, we've forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Why are you going to be saved? What am I going to get? And Jesus said unto them, verily, surely, truly, promptly, intently, I say unto you that you which have followed me in the regeneration. When the Son of Man shall sit, remember to the end now, in the regeneration, or into the restoration. You almost take all the joy out of reading God's word. It's amazing how you folks can get so excited about food, about clothes, about material things, and you have it very hard to excite yourself about such a profoundness of being told you're going to be clothed in his righteousness. He has a table of your God. Verily I say unto you that you which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of the glory, you also shall sit upon the 12th throne, judging the 12 tribes. That's something. Now that's forgiven you. Huh? Jesus promised you and I that we will sit down on his throne. His throne's going to be on earth. So we're going to sit down with him on his throne on earth. He's going to be on it in the center of it all. The apostles will be there. Huh? We'll know them as they are known. We won't know as Peter, James, and John. We'll just know as they are known in him. Because that's how you're going to be known. In him. You're not going to have no authority there. He's going to have all the authority. And because you're in him, you're going to have all the authority. I really don't believe there's been preachers ever lived that has preached a more profound word of God than I preach to you today.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I know you're not worthy of this kind of truth, but he's worthy of it. I know you don't deserve it. You surely can't earn it. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I might have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. And that is God.
Hallelujah.
If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Now that's an interesting thing. We think that God confused this thing when he gave us what we call Ten Commandments. But he only gave us one.
Hallelujah.
He only gave us one commandment. And Jesus renewed it.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah. And yet he said, a new commandment. I'm going to take the old one and renew it. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And you don't have to worry about the others. You get that love for God there. It'll work. It'll make you all come. And to know the love of God. That's a cross, isn't it? Who would think bearing the love of God is a cross?
Oh, yes.
Because I love him, I cross you. You cross me. But it's his cross. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior say, how can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave his all? All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy he will supply. Life will be worthless without him. All that I want is in him. Somebody said, we didn't know that song. You know what, you people? When I start singing, if you have any command of language at all, come on, all that I... You see, you could have went right on with it. Yeah. You could put in there all that I need, all that I want, all that I desire, and you still would have been right. The Holy Spirit would have given you a word. When you guys sit there, I'm leading you. Is it a regeneration? Follow me. If I start out with a song, sing it. If I get excited about something, get excited. Trying to lead you to regenerate? Preaching how I love to proclaim. Preaching by the wisdom and birth. Commandments. Do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses. These are all the results of loving God.
Hallelujah.
Honor thy father and thy mother. Isn't that something? Wow. You hear that, young folk?
Hallelujah.
How you want to fuss it? Us older folk because of our sins. What about that one there? You hear me, little boy? Hear me, little girls?
Jesus.
Honor your father and mother. Don't curse them.
Amen.
Hold the children. Be obedient to your own parents.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Did I say something wrong again? I'm trying to show you, brother and sister, that when you break down those Ten Commandments, you destroy the commandment of God.
Amen.
Thou shalt love. God puts great confidence and strength in loving him and him loving you. Overshadows all the other things. When you love someone, you can overlook their faults, their weaknesses, or their blemishes. What do you see in that one? I love them.
How can you say that one? I love him. What? There's nothing like that love of God.
Hallelujah.
Nothing like it.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
The love of God.
Pray.
He created the Father.
Yes.
Then come. Don't panic. Can never tell.
Hallelujah.
It goes beyond.
Yes.
The higher.
Yes.
And it reaches.
Yes.
The Lord. The guilty pair.
Hallelujah.
Bowed down with care.
Yes, Lord.
God gave His Son. To win an erring child and pardon. That's it. Boy, if we could just get the rhetoric out of these nice sounding words. The young man said unto him, all these have I kept from my youth. I've been a pretty good boy. I've done a pretty good thing. What lack I yet? What did I tell the little boy he lacked yesterday? Well, I did what Daddy told me to do. I obeyed him. I did this. I did that. What lack I yet?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, Brother Jerry, we left all and come here, and we go out and work in the fields, and we cook, and I cut wood, and well, what lack I yet? Well, the love for the truth. The love for doing what you're doing. That love of God that you don't do this out of love. For Him? And you'll show your love by your love one for another.
Glory. Yes. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
You sisters want to get pleasure out of cooking?
Bless you, Jesus.
Making a meal? Or you're making a meal to strengthen the body of Christ?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh boy.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said unto him,
hallelujah.
If thou wilt be perfect.
Oh Jesus.
Lord. Oh, isn't that what you all been boasting about?
Mm-hmm.
We're going on to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, boy.
Hallelujah.
We're going to let patience have it. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Look at them all sit there. Well, I didn't know perfection meant this. Well, I didn't know perfection meant that. Not made perfect and... What lack I yet? You lack the perfection. You have the love of God in you. Yes, you do. Instead of burning your heart when you receive the Holy Ghost. But it's not yet perfect, is it? Huh? The love's not yet perfect. So you got to strive to enter into that perfection. I'm sorry, folks. I don't know how to be any more articulate than I am. It's a shame that you sit there still void of understanding. Will you tell us we lack something? You better believe it.
Amen. Amen. Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
When a young man heard that saying, if thou wilt be perfect, go, sell that thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Lay not for yourself treasures on earth, where moss and rust can corrupt, the evil break through and steal.
Amen.
Your hopes on the things of this life can be stolen from you.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I had the little word riotous go through my mind yesterday, and he wakened his living. Is substance on riotous. A riot is something that's out of control. Can you imagine you put $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 and waste it? Waste it.
Hallelujah.
Or a house or a home. or job, out of control. Riots. The only way you control a riot is bring in some heavy hands and confine them and beat them up or kill them, whatever. Rioters. Riotous living.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Okay. You're all doing fairly well. But what you, in other words, you're doing like you've been doing all along. You still sit there with that dumb look on your face. Why don't you talk to us like that? Because that's what you are. You haven't yet strolled. Let me ask you a question. Does your mind actually tell you that I come in here and I'm at the top of my emotions and my feelings? But you see what I do. I just start doing. If I could have showed you a minute before I come to that door, you'd see me come to the door and go, did I look good when I walked out?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? What do you do? I put on.
Hallelujah.
I put on. The old man was back there and did he put on several times here another song, another word? I had to sell what I had. My hurt feelings, my wounded spirit. I got to give it up, sell it up, sell it.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I'd like to know why you don't see it like that.
Hallelujah.
When a young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowfully.
Mm-hmm.
For he had great things that possessed him. What possesses you?
Oh, Jesus.
What are you possessed by? What are you seeking after so you can possess it?
Oh, God.
You're not going to find what you want in Christ.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
I hope you find yourself in Christ, though.
Hallelujah.
So you got him as a great possession. Well, you possess him, and he possesses you. That's a heavenly possession. Now I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me. Now, good master.
Good man.
What must I do to have eternal life?
My Lord.
Now this generation has taken that and said that means abundant life. I watched them do it.
Oh,
I have come, Jesus said in John 10, verse 10.
My Lord.
I am come, he says, that you might have life and have it, life. Few there be that find it, life.
Yes, Lord.
Few there be that find it.
Yes.
In fact, you wouldn't have found it if he hadn't found you. Because he found you, he said, I am it. He's the body. He's the bride. He's all in all. He is. He's the great I am who is. He is. He is. He's the Lord of glory. He's the great I am. He's Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All you people listening throughout the world, I'm preaching unto you Jesus the Christ.
Jesus.
Who's coming is very near.
Amen.
And I'll say it to you again, as I've said so many times. If Christ does not come as he said,
amen.
He said he would, when he would come?
Come, Lord.
said how he would come.
Hallelujah.
He said who he would come from.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There will be no secret coming. No catching anybody away. No coming in on you like a thief. He's not going to sneak up on us like a thief. We're going to be ready for him. Looking for him. Hoping for him. Longing for him. Call you out to meet him. They that are ready. And out. And God in Christ. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Mr. Jay, I think you're unfair to Mr. Obama. You damn fool, you. I don't care about Mr. Obama. I don't talk about politics to try to get you to go one way or the other.
Hallelujah.
Y'all was trying to save America. Christ didn't come to save America. He didn't come to save Russia. He didn't come to save Europe. He came to save sinners. Faith like this amongst all the folks that said they wanted to be saved. All them guys keeping the law and the traditions of men, trying to persuade me that they want to be saved. But they had no faith. Faith in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. You want to be saved? Now on to him. Him, him. My God, folks. Oh, boy. When a young man heard that saying, he went sorrowfully away in great possessions. Now that certain rich man, that's the one right there. Jesus alluded to later on. So there was a certain rich man. I told you about him. I met him. He met me. Very selfish. Every day. How about you and me? Are we faring sumptuously every day? Are we rich? What do we lack? Faith? Love? What lack we yet? We're rich, see? Well, God says, I want you to have riches. It's like I have to marvel when I sit down at the table. You know, last night was one of my favorite meals, and the one before that one was mashed potatoes and hamburger and string beans. I used to go in New York. So help me, God, I'm telling you the truth. Every day I'd walk into that Greek restaurant, and I'd done it so consistently, because it wasn't too expensive at that time. It wasn't a fancy restaurant, it was just a little eating place for New Yorkers. It was even as wide as from here to that wall. So it wasn't maybe about as long. And you walk through the door, and the guy had a little shelf food table right here. And he if he knew you, you had to make an order. Nope. I'd walk through the door. I walk to my table where I used to sit down. And when I sit down, there was my plate right in front of me. Before I get there almost. A hamburger steak with smothered mushroom gravy, string beans and mashed potatoes. And two pieces of rye bread with big blobs of butter on it. Never missed. He said, enjoy your meal. So I'm telling you, hamburger and string beans and mashed potatoes. But I had to be very careful. Boy, if that would have been me in the old days, you guys would have had to fight me for that hamburger. I probably would have gotten in line first. All I'm trying to say is, see, I've had to give up all of those little things. Just even to sit with you. I don't like sitting there with my head hurting. I got to cut up the piece and eat like a little baby. I watch Sister, she watches me real close, like a little old mama. And this morning I took a drink of coffee, and when I did, it hit my lip. And when it hit my lip, it shot into my head. And it went all over me, you know. And she, like a little mama, she almost wants to reach over and wipe my mouth. Little old slobbering boy. I actually apologized to him the other day. I said, "Oh, it's very embarrassing sitting in front of these precious people slobbering. And very, very embarrassing. I offered to move. But it's very humiliating coming here slobbering all over you folk. Very, very humiliating. Well, I'd like to be strong as a bull. And, but I'll tell you what, I think I just got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. And probably his night. And it's a shame you folk don't really understand that or really appreciate that. It's a shame that God manifests himself among us with each other. See, that's what Gideon and I was saying. What came out of Stan was, it was manifested that Christ was in him of the truth. Did Jesus humble himself?
Did
he put himself in the hands of the Father?
Yes, Lord.
Come on. Well, I don't see it like that. Why not? Why?
Amen.
Why can't you rejoice in repentance? Why? If you repent, you'll rejoice in it. If you really repent, and you find him saying, "Thy sins are forgiven, your name's written down." My God, folks, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice in the Lord. Monotone. In the scripture that I brought out to you in reference to being saved. I brought out to you, first of all, John the Baptist. When the people that came out to hear him and the honest ones wanted to be saved, they discerned that as a move of God. As theologically incompetent as they were. See, the other guy says, "His name is John. We're afraid of Elijah." The theology got in the way. The other folk,
amen.
They probably hardly know what the theology of Elijah. But they saw something taking place here. And they were being persuaded. It upset the theologians.
Yeah.
My God, these folks are responding.
Hallelujah.
Now what they had done was they were there because they were churchgoers. And they were trying to follow the example of the scribes and the Pharisees, and he wasn't getting anywhere.
Amen.
So he heard this phenomenon talking about someone coming who was greater than him.
Amen.
Boy, you're the greatest thing we've seen in years.
Amen.
No prophet had been around for years. And all of a sudden, whammo! There's a guy who comes in the spirit and in the power of a prophet. You don't get it, huh? It was a dark night.
Amen.
And that little beacon light began to shine. Look. Yep. Yep. Repent. The King of Heaven is at hand. Repent. Repent. Now, you know something we don't know, sir? You got light about something we don't know? Yeah, repent. The King of Heaven. King of Heaven. There's one coming after me. Mightier than I. Greater than I. Wow. Fight on the light. Fight on the light. And the people that were sitting in darkness, they saw that great light. Even though it was small, it caught their attention. And so they just laid aside all their theology and said, "Hey, man, what do we got to do to be saved? or with this Lamb of God, this phenomenon that coming outside the law, in the law, by the law, and with the law. Hallelujah. Why? He said, you gotta repent. You gotta repent. You gotta lay that all aside. All you learned from the scribes and the Pharisees and the law and the Moses, lay it aside, repent, and believe. Receive this life. That's why he used the word repent. The Philippian jailer, the word repentance was not even mentioned.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because he was already repenting. How? When he said, what must I do to be saved? In other words, man, I have not no things in me that persuade me I'm going to be saved. So I'm going to take my life. It ain't worth living. Can't find nothing to save me. What Messiah you say? And Paul said, and you believe. And if thou canst believe. And how do you know I can believe? Because I'm telling you. How shall you believe? Except you hear. And how shall you hear? Without a preacher. And God knows you had a preacher this morning. You got a preacher this morning. For God has chosen by the foolishness of preaching. And I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. That God has chosen. It's a fool that does foolish things. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for. Do you know him? Do you know him? What must I do? Forsake all your own ways, and don't let nobody mislead you. If God had you chosen his prophet, did he mean for you to correct me? Instruct me? Here we go again. See, even in this house, I still get that backlash. I told you a long time ago. Long before any of you are trying to remind me of what I told you. I told you that my destiny was sealed. That there was nothing you could do to help me make it or stop me from making it. Nothing. Nothing. So God didn't send none of you here except to witness to the truth. That's all. Not add to it, just witness to it. Not take away from it, just witness to the truth. That's your yea be yea, your nay be nay.
Amen.
You see what he does? Yep, that was true.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why we can't see that. You understand, friends, there's nothing greater than the truth.
Amen.
If you confess your sins,
hallelujah,
that's true.
Hallelujah.
That's true.
Amen.
Now know that truth.
Amen.
And then that truth will set you free.
Hallelujah.
From your sins. Oh, that little old parasitical spirit, isn't it? A little strong, iniquitous spirit. Jesus even said, you workers of iniquity. He was talking to them religious guys. That's what he was talking to. So you depart from me. You don't know me, and I don't know you.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, two times Jesus used that phrase, but one time he used it in more devastating. One time he said, I never knew you.
Jesus.
Now, if God never knew you, you're on. You're gone.
Amen.
It's the one he knows. So no, our Lord knows that are them that are his.
Amen.
So don't disagree with him. Yeah, Saul was not his.
Hallelujah.
David was.
Amen.
And when Samuel kept hollering for Saul, God said, hey, boy. He said, if you wanted a king, I gave what you wanted.
Amen.
Now, I also told you to tell him when he got the king what he was going to do.
Amen.
And that king did it.
Amen.
He tried to preserve the people. instead of preserving God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Too much for you, ain't I, huh? I just get up there too high. With the simple message of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I fear for you that you've been led astray from the simplicity. Simplicity? Simplicity? What is the simplicity of Christ? Simple. He saves sinners.
Yes.
What about you?
Yes.
You're a sinner?
Yes.
He saves you.
Isn't
it simple?
Yes.
How do you do it? By His grace.
Yes.
By His love.
Yes.
By His mercy.
Yes.
By His will.
Yes.
Huh? How can you resist the will of God? Is that what you say a long time?
Yes.
Well, if God's will to save you, how can you resist it?
Hallelujah.
By all you want to. He's going to submit to God and resist the devil. He's safe. I told you yesterday that yesterday I had at least four or five words sent to me. You're going to die. Now, I don't care what anybody says. You know as well as I, words are powerful. And even though I know they're not the truth, they still cut. It cut more, especially when it comes from someone who's supposed to. Yeah. When you leave your first love, see, there's no way you can justify leaving your first love and going to another love.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hello.
But that,
Jesus. Oh God.
I have someone against you, God said to the church, the very first church, said you have left. Notice. I go through it to you over and over again.
Yes, Lord.
He didn't say you lost it.
No.
You hear me?
Amen.
You better hear me.
Count
about words all you want to.
Amen.
Lost and leave are two different things.
Glory.
He said you left your first love.
Oh,
that's why some of you are in dilemma around here, because you first came here, you loved the prophet, you loved this work.
Yes.
And then in your self-seeking ways, you left.
Oh, God.
And that love that was helping you to accomplish what you were sent here to do became very difficult.
Amen.
You weren't sent here to please me.
Jesus.
Well, we got to obey you. Then you'll please Him.
Jesus.
Not me.
Jesus.
You're sent here to please Him.
Jesus.
If you just please me, still no good.
That's right.
And just because I, as a man, tell you,
right.
And you don't recognize the oracle of God, then you're not preaching. You're not preaching to God.
Right. Yes.
Well, Brother Stair said this, and Brother Stair said that. Well, Brother Stair told me to come to South Carolina. I didn't tell nobody to come to South Carolina. I didn't tell nobody. I gave you a command, get out of the city. Why are you telling? I didn't tell nobody to get out of the city. I did not tell nobody. That was a commandment of the Lord. It wasn't a commandment of R.G. Stair. Anybody considers yourself spiritual or a prophet, let them know that the things
God.
Damn you people, you sit right there and you defy me again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy. What is God going to have to do to this house? What?
Oh God, your house. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You can say it.
Oh,
the things that I say are
commandments of the Lord.
Amen.
So when I went over it many times. Hey, you smart Alex out there. I gave the commandments.
Hallelujah.
And then I'd come back and I'd say, look, these are not options.
All right.
A man called me this morning. Nice guy. I've been calling a few days. He's up in Ohio. Oh, I heard that you had the solar power down there. I need some of you to call me and tell me how I can do it. No! I'm not in the solar power business. I'm not in the radio business. I'm not in the broadcasting business. I'm about my Father's business. Do you understand that? Do you really understand that? Huh? When I talk to you, I'm about my Father's God's business. Because he's interested in you. He's concerned about you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, they're just not going to come with me, are they? It's just too much to acknowledge that. But I'm telling you right now.
Oh,
you hear me read that? Tom? The man that sent that email this morning has a house down here paid for. Sits over here empty. Would cost him almost zero to live. How much it cost you to live out there, a house you bought? Hardly anything. I said hardly anything. I could almost tell you how much you could get by on. $300 a month and you could probably make it. And you?
Hallelujah.
You haven't paid rent yet. Oh, but I get this. I get if I hold you to the letter of rent and the paying of the electric bill, you can't do it. You can't do it. But he pays rent. If God held you to the works of the law to be saved,
right,
you couldn't do it.
Amen.
But you still do the works of the law.
Amen.
And because of grace,
he
says your bill is paid. Wow. Just don't play games with me.
Amen.
That's all. Be honest. That's all.
Oh,
grace. Huh? Do the best you can, and when you can't measure up all the way, he'll fill it up.
Thank you, Father.
You want these folks think you pay your way around here, people?
Oh, God.
None of you have worked one full 8-hour day since you've been here.
Amen. Jesus.
An 8-hour working day. Come on. Oh, they don't like that, Lord. Lord, both of us worked hard yesterday. Yeah, 2 hours. Took a break for two. Took off early. Come on. You don't work like the world. You're not the man. And we still get much more done. Isn't that amazing what we get done around here? Working in faith, working in obedience. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Wow, Lord have mercy. Where have you ever baled hay like you bale hay around here? Well, by God, man, you built a lot of hay in your lifetime. When have you ever had a field full of guys out there loading you hay bale? Come on, you ought to shout a little bit, you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
How many onions you plant? How many did you pick? Well, I picked enough. Aye. We are so void of understanding.
My God.
Rich young rulers we are.
Okay.
Now let me say this again for my listening audience out here. It was 30 years ago. I was in debt. I had television. I was in the city. I had great plans. That was long before I ever got on radio like I am now. At that particular time, I was on one radio station in New York. And it's remarkable. I'm back on there now. More hours than ever before.
Praise God.
Yeah, it's WTHE in Mineola, New York.
Thank you.
I used to broadcast on that station when I had a church in New York, in Hempstead. I would broadcast right from the church every single day. I go in my little office, flip on the telephone, and I was on the air. And that's how we kept people coming to church in New York.
Amen.
Several times since I left New York, I would try to go back on WTHE, and they would charge so much money. And I just wouldn't do it. One time I got on, and the manager was very obnoxious, until the person, her name is Robin, said, Brother Stair, I don't want to deal with him anymore.
Oh, bless Jesus.
And I said, okay, then don't. Just take me off the air, forget about it. It was while I was in that city of Hempstead in New York where God gave me the commandments. I told you, I have told you. I was in New York and Boston. I had a church in Cambridge. 901 Main Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Boy, you can't get a better address than that. Right down the street from Harvard.
Hallelujah.
It was during that time that God started to give me commandments.
Oh, God.
The first one he gave me was, get the TV out of your home.
Oh, God.
Now that got close to me. Because even at that time in Hempstead, in my room, I had a TV. Oh, how many of you ever had a TV in Justified? I just watched it never other. I'm only watching the news. And that's basically what I was really doing. I wasn't giving too much. I go to motels now. TVs. I turn them on. I watch the news.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Every morning when I come up and get in the radio room, I punch up my website and I go to new items and go online. Boy, the news has been terrifying. God, killings in Mexico, murder in Syria. And right now the news is telling you, well, I'm not involved in politics. I'm not talking about the righteousness or the wrongness of going against Syria. I'm telling you. Because it's biblical prophecy here.
Amen.
I tried to explain to you people yesterday, the few I had here, Damascus, the Bible prophesied, which is a prediction.
Thank you, Lord.
That in the end of the world, the end of time, the end of the world governments, that Damascus, which is the capital, isn't that amazing where Paul was in Damascus? How in the world do we get this apostle of faith established from Damascus? Why not from Jerusalem? Why was Damascus there? You knotheads, why can't you see the Mesopotamia? That's Iraq. Abraham was born in Iraq. And he saw the promised land, which was the Jerusalem area. I tried to explain to you, the promised land that God promises is going to be like the Garden of Eden. And that is the place from northern Iraq down to Ethiopia, over to the borders of Egypt, borders of Iran. That is the original place where the Garden of Eden was. And Jerusalem is where the place where God was met. Adam.
Amen.
And that became the gate or the door.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you poor, poor people. How you get excited over all the beautiful people, things that people make, but you won't get excited over the beautiful revelation.
Hallelujah.
And that's the promised land.
Hallelujah.
That's the land that God promised us to our father Abraham.
Yes.
That's why when Jesus finally comes, he sets up his domain in Jerusalem.
That
whole area will blossom like a desert. We'll find the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. We'll find the staff of light. It will give light to the whole world. Give meaning to and the rest of the nations will all come to that holy nation. That one people.
Amen.
Getting ready at the Feast of Tabernacles. And here we see God hypothetically doing it now. Because we're going to have a gathering here again. You got a box seat?
Yes, sir.
You sit high, and you can look low.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Bless
you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I said, get out of the cities.
Yeah.
Get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll leave you.
Hallelujah.
Tell you, you're not going to get out of debt staying in the city.
Amen.
You're just not going to do it.
All right.
Or don't think that you're not going to get out of debt.
Amen.
I was telling the brothers yesterday that I got me a Walmart credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't like me because they're not going to make any money off of me on that credit card.
Amen.
Now, the reason I got it was because if you go to Walmart to buy gas and use a credit card, you get gas for 5 cents cheaper. And they're already low. I paid $3.02 the other day for a gallon of gas. See? But then, I pay it right away.
My Lord.
And I was explaining to the brother what I do. See? I take another credit card and pay it off the Walmart credit card. So I don't have to pay them any charges. And then the one I take, we pay that one off too, and then we get a rebate back. So we get money. So they're actually paying us.
Yes.
Is that right, Tom?
Oh, God.
So we're smarter than they are. Now, the reason why they do that, because they figure the average person ain't going to do it. And the average person don't do it.
No.
They run up the bill. Run up the bill.
Yeah.
They don't have to send me a bill. I get to before they send it to me.
Yes, sir.
So they ain't got no bill to send me.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. He can't send me a bill because I took care of my bill. I went to the bill collector and he collected my bill. He paid. Get a receipt. I wish somebody could say. So get out of the city, get out of debt. And people, you keep telling folks to get out of the church. Absolutely. And I try to explain that to you.
Hallelujah.
Anything you have to join.
Amen.
You better watch now.
Amen.
See, because love is joining a lot of things in the world.
Amen.
I don't want to join the Walmart credit department.
No.
I didn't join them.
Right.
And anything I do, I always make sure I can get out of it.
Amen. Okay.
Like this new station I'm going on in New York. Can you believe this? The man, when I first went out, I paid $14,000 a month. I got him down to $1,700 now for a month. And no contract. He said, "Bust out, if you'll go on, I'll give you this rate." And I said, "No, this is the rate I'll pay." "Okay, I'll take that one." He said, "No contract. You're on because you say so. And when you say you're off, you're off."
Amen.
Says you pay me for the first month in advance, from then on, pay you weekly.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't tie yourself up.
Yes, sir.
Look at him, look at him. I can't believe you people can't understand the exceptionalness of that. I stand amazed at it. And you folks sit here and you hear me tell you these things and somehow it just doesn't say, wow. Wow. Jesus didn't bind you to a contract.
Amen.
He bind you to a covenant.
Yes,
that means a mutual agreement.
Yes.
See, I got a covenant with that guy.
Yes.
You tell me you're on, you're on.
Yes.
You tell me you're off, you're off.
Amen.
You tell me you'll pay, you'll pay.
Amen.
If I tell you you'll pay, I believe you. See, we got a covenant. Yes. The man believes me.
Yes.
A covenant.
Yes.
It's a universal agreement.
Amen.
We agree with him and he agreed with us.
Amen.
You confess your sins, I'll forgive you.
Amen.
The covenant is you confess, I'll forgive.
Amen.
The covenant is if I confess, he forgives. Oh, come on. We got a covenant. A new covenant. My God, a new agreement. Let's agree with God. Come on. I was reading the other day where they talked about they had made a covenant with death. And God said, "I just know that one. You people give in to sin, you're agreeing with death. You're going to die."
Amen.
Jesus said, "I just know that covenant."
Thank you, Lord.
And he went leaving, shouting,
"Glory, glory, 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 gl
Now again, I want to say to our listening audience, the commandments are not optional. Get out of the cities, get out of the churches, stop buying on credit, stop going to the doctors. You people can't, I gave that long ago. You know what medical health is going to do in this nation? Now they all sit and say, what? Well, one day they're going to command that any little thing you got to go to the doctor.
Yes, sir.
And a doctor will tell you what to do.
Yes,
and you are going to be commanded to do it.
That's right. Amen.
Somewhere down the line, you better have this thing settled in your heart. We may die, but we're not going to bow. You don't hear me. Just don't hear me. If you believe this, then why are you keep kicking against the pricks here about staying here with us?
Right.
See, if that woman out there, believe me, that money's going to stop.
Right.
It's going to stop.
Yeah.
The money we have, it's going to stop.
Yeah.
What are we going to do, Brother Dad? What are we going to do? I'm trying to get you prepared to do without it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the ones who are making plans to go somewhere or do something outside this place, you don't want to hear that. Because you can't do what you want to do without money. Now God says, if you come to buy of me without money.
Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How you see on the radio, Brother Dare? That ain't my business. In fact, I fuss about it now. You don't believe me, huh?
Yeah.
I do not get excited over the $26,000 that came the other day again. Can you imagine that?
Hallelujah.
One man down here.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Brother Dare, we've heard these stories so much. Come on. Come on. Come on. What's wrong with this house?
Hallelujah.
Man, I read his letter. I got it over there. I've been trying to read it, but since I can't talk, I don't want to read it and do it injustice.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote such a beautiful letter. I don't even know the man. He said, I've been holding this money at $20,000. Please say it. Say it! Say it! He said, that's my tie.
Yeah.
I've held it for a while, but yet they launched it now at the time. Can you imagine somebody holding $20,000 in this world and not spending it? Which is demands every day? Oh, I meant to send you some money, but I had to pay my light bill. See my point? See the difference there? Can you imagine what that man had to do, having $20,000 and always having bills coming due, and bills coming due, but he wouldn't touch it? We got Alan Rowe out here, the same thing. Yeah, they sent another $100 up here. He don't hardly have any money. So when he works to get money to send a truck driver. And he does it probably every month. Yes, he does. And one day I was down there and he gave me some money and he was, I said, well, why aren't you using that? He said, I need a battery. I said, well, buy a battery. I ain't got no money. I said, you just gave me 150. Well, it's God's money. I ain't going to use it to buy a battery.
Amen.
So I reached him, took out, here, go buy a battery. Okay, he said, you tell me to buy a battery, I'll go buy. And that's all. And he lived with no electric. He lived with no power, no water in the house. His wife takes a little bath out in the outside bathtub over the stove. But he just loved to go out and make money. You love to charge your batteries over there now?
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what I asked you. I asked you, do you let him charge? Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He lives right around the corner. Mm-hmm. They live much better than he does, though.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been in front of his house? Am I telling the truth? I had never been inside the house. Because being outside was enough.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The other day we went down and helped take away a bunch of his trash. And So got a pretty good price. So I went down and I said, Alan, I said, we got with $300 with it?
Yes, sir.
I said, Alan, we got with $300 for that trash. I told you we could do it. You were brought down. That's what I got here for you. Anything here, I got it all here for you. Whatever it is, you want it, it's yours.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Come get it. I tell you about that. Go get the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Go get the... Yeah. You walk up there and you say, he'll say, what are you doing? You'll say, brush there, son. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord hath need of it.
Yeah.
You don't like to hear me, huh? You just don't like to hear me cut. Man, I threw that guy off the land. I blistered his hide so many times. I wouldn't even let him come to the tabernacle. The last time we had a gun, he said, can I at least slip outside and stay out in the woods and listen to you? Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, amen.
I'll
bless you.
God loves me. He does.
Hallelujah.
Talk to him, see if he don't love me.
Oh, God.
Sister Sarah went down there and was giving her a little run around. He said, Sister Sarah, I'm not going to listen to you talk about your husband like that. You're a man of God.
Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, the people are speaking against you.
Hallelujah.
I'll try to close with this. I went back down and said, Alan, we got $300 some.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want you to have some. Cause
yeah.
He said, no. I said, yeah, I said, you're not buying here. So I gave him back $100.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned right around and took it. And then later on turned around and gave it back.
Praise God.
He got a whirlpool bath. You got to whirl yourself around.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
He's the hot water over an open stove outside. Because he won't buy nothing. He wants to give money to it. And he does. Isn't that nice?
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand? What beside you to be saved?
Hallelujah.
Say what you have. Stay in your place. And if you are believing the damnable lie, if God brought you here, you brought down you. Everybody don't have to come to South Carolina to be saved. That's true. I never said they had to. I don't have enough room for everybody. Although I did have the Lord challenge me on that.
Hallelujah.
One day when I was crying out about only 200 people, I said, God, there's more people than that saved in America than there. He said, what makes you think so? You see, somehow our mind will not last it. Till there be the fight. There's many here this morning. What are you a part of? The many? Can I make you young folk realize you're part of the few?
My life.
Oh God.
That will make your heart rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You! Where do you think you would be out in the world right now? But you're one of the few. Few! Few! Few!
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Many mothers with a bunch of children.
Oh God.
Don't know what to do. But you're here. One of the few.
Hallelujah.
Many old men like you out there riding around their golf carts.
Amen.
Playing their shuffleboard.
Oh God.
Many retired doctors.
Hallelujah.
Many.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Many college graduates. Many.
Oh,
many Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
But you're here. Few. Few. Just few. My God. Few there be that find it. Wow. You preach at them, Daisy. I'll preach at them. Let them have it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, you know what that means? You know what that means? You little old ladies. It means God wants to save you. Wow! You, out of all the Puerto Ricans, He wants to save you? That's amazing. That takes amazing grace. He wants to save you? You little old mama, you don't run there. He wants to save you. Wow! Wow! Yeah! Glory! What you looking shouting? Yeah, you? You! You that mean it! You! You! Many false prophets. Then there's one. Few! There's one! Wow! I found the answer because I learned to pray with faith to guide me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I found the way. Yeah. Have you found it? Has it found you?
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'll tell you one thing. You won't, none of you will have any trouble finding a dining hall. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed.
Yes,
to the hungry, call it now. Come and dine. Come. We just put a table. Encamped around about with our enemies. Fight without fear within. We got a table. A table. I'm going to emphasize it, even though it's devastating. There's nobody that God has drawn to this place. No one.
Hallelujah.
That God authorizes to leave it.
Amen.
And if you leave it, you're going to be dead.
Amen.
The spirit of rule rises up, you pacify him. Because he's angry with us.
Yes.
When he rises up, he's angry.
Yes.
He's angry.
Yes.
Yes, yes, God is angry with you, absolutely.
Yes, Lord.
He's angry with the wicked every day.
Yes.
Any time an expression or an action comes out of me that turns away from God, that is wicked.
Yes.
Turn from your wicked. That is wicked. I said it to you 1,000 times.
Yes, Lord.
Will you hear me? That is wicked.
Amen.
And God is angry with the wicked.
Yes, he is. Help us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you going to do wickedness now?
Oh, Jesus.
Because you don't love that truth.
Hallelujah.
God's trying to save you from your wickedness.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And so he gets angry with it.
Yes.
And if you stay in your place,
you,
what's the next part of the verse? Yielding to God's chastisement, yielding to God's scourging, it will what? It'll satisfy him. It'll satisfy him. Have no offense with you. He said, well done. Well, I don't, will somebody please tell me what words were, will somebody please, would you, anybody got better words to ask?
Hallelujah.
Sing them over again to me. Wonderful.
Yes.
Words of life and beauty.
Yes.
Beautiful words.
Yes, Lord.
Wonderful words. Ladies, you shouldn't get mad at me for signaling them out. Good. You know why?
Hallelujah.
Because you're one of the few.
Hallelujah.
that young one, she gets it quicker than the old ones. She's a little quicker at it. The old mama has been so long being old. But they'll get it after a while.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is coming soon. Many
trumpets will sound. All the dead shall rise, rising in the sky. But when no one dies, men will die.
May the Lord bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a fellowship.
Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you, Father God, to be gathered together here at the Tabernacle on Kennedy's, in Kennedy, South Carolina.
Oh, Jesus.
We know, Father God, that you chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Oh, yes, we thank you, Father, for choosing us, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to your mercy, you saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for the words of the prophet, Lord God. Truly, he preached, Lord God, this morning.
Glory.
Oh, yes, Lord God, we do thank you.
Thank you
for Pastor Rice, Lord God,
that will
preach at this present time, Lord God.
You,
we ask that you bless him with fresh oil as he watches over the souls of the people, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
As he preaches your word, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We do pray for the congregation, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Quicken us, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
By your spirit. Let us have that open face, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, the spirit of understanding,
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that we determine what that you're trying to do, that you're endeavoring to save us, Lord God, from our sin. You said that you would do it, Lord God. You said it. I believe it. That settles it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Brother Spencer. You please take your seats.
What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the air.
Prophet.
Hallelujah.
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 The good word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We being spiritual know that the things he said are commandments of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So how have we done with the commandments of God? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've got one here in Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Yes, Lord.
Let us lay aside every weight,
Hallelujah.
And the sin which does so easily beset us,
yes, God.
And let us run with patience
Amen.
The race that is set before us.
Hallelujah.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher
Hallelujah.
Of our faith,
yes, Lord.
Who for the joy that was set before him
Lord.
Endured the cross,
Hallelujah.
Despising the shame.
Yes.
And now is set down at the right hand, of the throne of God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just for a little while, we are witnesses.
Glory.
We are the fruit of the work of the prophet, Brother Stair.
Yes.
And we are the fruit of the living God.
Hallelujah.
He is the great husbandman, and
yes,
we are the trees of his planting.
Glory.
Trees of righteousness,
Hallelujah.
The planting of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. Begotten again unto a lively hope. We have prayer here daily at 7 o'clock in the morning and at 7 o'clock in the evening. And yes, the public is welcome. You can come by and join us here in prayer, but you can't join us otherwise because there's nothing to join. We are Christians. We're in the body of Christ.
Glory.
We're baptized into Christ.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But otherwise, there's no joining. If you are born again, then we're joined in Christ.
Hallelujah.
But there's nothing else to join here.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And yes, the services is open. Yes. The service here on the Sabbath at 10 a.m.
Hallelujah.
Of course, we have dress codes. As with any place,
yes.
The prophet always say no shorts on men or women,
Amen.
And no pants on women.
Amen.
No long-haired men, okay?
Amen.
But you're welcome to come and worship with us. We endeavor to worship God in spirit and in truth. As witnesses that he is God, we are the sinners that he has redeemed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We ought to love it being sinners.
Hallelujah.
Saved by grace. Who then can be saved? You know, this broadcast has the potential of reaching lots of ears. The potential, you know, like the blood of Jesus Christ, has the potential of saving the whole world. But only few will be saved. So though the broadcast has potential of reaching many ears, I'm sure there are only a few that hear.
Yes, Lord.
And I know there are first-time listeners, and they might want to know what's going on. It's one reason I make the announcement. Yes. There may be old-time listeners, but many of the old-time listeners are dull of hearing. Yes. And then there's intermittent listeners. They listen sometime when it's convenient. Those who listen for contention, all kind of listeners. But if we do listen, then most of the questions are asked. One email we got this week was, "Can I join you all?" Of course, that's been answered many times. You know, for those that listen consistently, or that have listened a little bit. A first-time listener, maybe not. But anybody that hear what the Spirit said, they know. Hallelujah. No, you can't join us. What I believe, what they're asking, or what they're trying to tell me, is that you are a cult down there, right? So I can't join you, can I? Well, we're not a cult. There may be some here who think they are a cult, but we're not a cult. No. We're sinners saved by grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. No. There's nothing to join here. Of course, like David, you know, when he sinned, he gave great occasion to the enemies of God that they would blaspheme. So there may be some here who give occasion for people to believe that we're a cult. But we're not. We are sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Heirs of grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Well, I've got a few here. Let me read this. You'll like this. I believe it will edify you.
All right. Bless you, Lord. That's one
of the reasons I stand up, to be obedient to God.
Bless you, Lord.
To say things and minister grace to the hearers.
Grace.
And that would edify.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The body.
Yes.
And glorify God.
Hallelujah.
You know that's our part, huh?
Yes.
To glorify God.
Yes.
In our bodies.
Amen.
In our spirits, what you hear.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Hallelujah. Let's give glory to the King. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. All right, let me see. Just for a little while.
Hallelujah.
Greetings and God's richest blessings be with you and all the saints in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Isn't that a good way to start?
Yes.
Blessed. Blessed to be in the patient waiting on our soon coming King. So evidently, this listener hears what the Spirit said. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, brother. The greatest man in history had no servants, yet they called him master. Had no degree, yet they called him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called him healer.
My Lord.
He had no king, no army. Yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they killed him. He was dead, yet he's alive.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, so thankful for the precious spoken word. Maranatha in his grace, Sister Tracy Smith,
hallelujah,
sent from my iPhone. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Bless you, Jesus.
I heard the broadcast on the radio. Why are you only broadcasting old recordings of a man who is no longer alive? What about church? Why don't they preach on the broadcast like they used to? All right. How about that?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Another reason I stand up.
Right.
Another reason why we lift our voice.
Hallelujah.
Because we are those that are alive and remain. Yes. We are dead,
hallelujah,
yet we live.
Huh?
Ye are dead,
hallelujah,
and your life is hid in Christ,
hallelujah,
with God. Hallelujah. But we are those that are alive and remain. Who are you, Pastor Rice? I'm not Brother Stair's replacement.
No.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not trying to be like Brother Stair. I'm one that's alive and remaining.
Hallelujah.
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 So if you listen to the broadcast now, you say, well, he's alive. He's remaining.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He's given witness to the voice that the prophet has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proclaimed the last time.
Amen.
On the end of the world.
Amen.
The coming of Jesus Christ. The salvation of the saints. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. All right, just to make it clear, of course, you know, some are not going to hear.
No.
It's like, help me, Jesus. Lord, help me to speak as you would have me to speak in the spirit that you would have me to speak. Help me, Lord. Even now I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because Brother Sarah's gone over all these things.
Yes.
All these questions have been answered.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
All the things that we fight about have been answered too, you understand?
That's right.
No?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the commandments went out, get out of the cities, stop going to the doctors. Well, you know, how many have heard?
Amen.
We gather here, how many gather? All right then.
Hallelujah.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God.
Yeah, the prophet has sealed his testimony.
Jesus.
Just like Jeremiah. Amen. Just like Ezekiel.
Yes.
Just like Moses.
Yes.
You know, we still listen to them, don't you?
Right.
Even though they're dead, but yet they're alive.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. Is that all right? Somebody talk to me today. Say amen. Praise God. Oh, I can't read Jeremiah. He's dead. I see. Give me a break, saints. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah sealed his testimony too. We believe the things that he said were true.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah sealed his testimony. We still believe the things that Isaiah says true. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Heard the man talking about rejoicing in the Lord. We talk about that often, don't we? Yeah. Well, that's the thing to do. When should we do it? Always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. As always, we were admonished about our response, our faces, and such. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay, well, let's see how we hear, huh? You know, we talk about hearing and believing the prophet.
Hallelujah.
I don't think there was a time he spoke and didn't speak about our response, about our faces.
That's right.
He talked about the great commandment,
hallelujah,
loving God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And how Jesus renewed it, a new commandment I give.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
he
you,
talked
God.
About what the young rich ruler lacked.
Yep.
You know what he lacked, huh? He lacked love.
Yeah.
Many times that's what's going on with us.
Right.
We're lacking in love.
Amen.
Because love never fails.
Yeah.
It endureth all things. Believeth all things. But it does not fail.
Hallelujah.
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 And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, Father. I've got a scripture. Let me see. Let me finish here. Oh, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. Against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. We're quick to say, oh Lord, I can't take any more. Huh? This is all like too much, Lord. Well, consider him. Praise the Lord. We have not yet resisted under blood, striving against sin. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just can't put up with them hypocrites anymore. Huh? That's all I can take.
My Lord.
How does Christ put up with us? How does God put up with us? Well, God is love. We can't put up with Sister Burgess. I guess we're lacking in love. Praise the Lord. God is love, you know. We consider these things when we can't put up with the brother or can't put up with the sister. We're so quiet, aren't we? Hallelujah. Brother Stair talked about the good gifts God give. Remember one of them?
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Salvation.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's esteem them highly, okay? And receive them without doubtful disputation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Hallelujah.
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?
Yes, Lord.
But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers,
hallelujah,
then are ye bastards and not sons.
Glory.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. We gave them reverence.
Hallelujah.
Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits?
Amen.
And live.
Hallelujah.
For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he to our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory,
glory.
Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Unto them which are exercised thereby.
Hallelujah.
We may show up for school and not learn. We may be chastened and not be exercised thereby.
Right.
But if we receive the chastening,
hallelujah,
then afterwards it will bring forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And make straight paths for your feet.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But rather, let it rather be healed.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Healing is the children's bread.
Yes, it is.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the Son of Righteousness will come with healing,
healing
in his wings.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
So, yeah, though the word goes, has the potential of reaching many, probably only a few. But this, I know that God is doing, that it will reach all the ears that are ordained to hear.
That's right.
All the ears that are ordained to hear, the
right.
word will reach them.
Amen.
And to those that are those that are ordained to eternal life will believe.
Amen.
Is that good enough?
That's good enough.
That's how sovereign God is. Huh?
Glory.
Hmm? And all that were ordained to eternal life believed.
Amen.
All that are ordained to eternal life believe.
Amen.
Those that God intend to save,
yes.
by the foolishness of preaching, they hear.
Yes.
By a preacher's sin. By his grace they believe.
Yeah, by grace.
By grace you are saved through faith.
Yes.
Not of yourselves, it's the gift of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Glory.
Hallelujah. We heard the prophet talk about being in our place. That's a good place to be, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. Talk about God being in his place.
Hallelujah.
You know that God is in his place.
Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What about the members of the body? He had placed each member after his own pleasure.
Hallelujah.
He does all things according to his own pleasure.
Yes, Lord.
God pleases himself. Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, follow peace with all men.
Glory.
And holiness with out which no man shall see the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God.
Grace.
Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you.
Hallelujah.
And many thereby be defiled.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Any little bitterness, any distraction, any little disobedience can turn us out of the way.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Help, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All that we know about God, all that he's shown us, all that he's demonstrated to us, fall by the wayside when we are, distracted,
Amen.
Bitter. We heard that no matter how someone else sins, it doesn't give you an excuse not to please God.
Amen.
It won't be something to justify you.
No.
See how dirty and low down Brother Spencer is? So now I don't have to serve God. Now I don't have to be diligent. Now I don't have to press my way in.
My Lord.
Well, that's not good reasoning.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's not a grateful heart.
No.
We should say, Lord, here am I. I'm grateful to come to the tabernacle.
My Lord.
Grateful to yield my members servants
Hallelujah.
Unto righteousness. That I may do your will and not mine.
Glory.
And if we do God's will, of course, it will be against our flesh.
Amen.
When you go to do it, then it's not what God wants you to do. If you have to crucify your flesh and do it, then you're on the right way.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful God.
I've got another one here. Just for a little while, saints. What are you doing, Brother Rice? I always tell you what I'm endeavoring to do. Be obedient to the Spirit of the living God.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And exhort you to do the same.
Hallelujah.
Endeavoring to maintain my integrity. And exhort you to do the same.
Amen.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Don't let nobody turn you around.
No.
Yeah, we put our hand to the plow. Don't look back.
No.
Make straight paths for your feet.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right, let me get to this one. Give God the praise. Give God
the praise.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Ministry last time at overcomeaministry.org. Please pray for me for justice and for my life to get better. As beside the false domestic charges, slandering of character in criminal court, and the current child custody battle I'm facing, my narcissistic ex-wife, Eleanor, also committed tax-related identity theft. She collected over $30,000. In which $15,000 or more in recovery, rebate, credit, advance, child tax credit are entitled to me and my three children, Kylan and Kaden and Cameron Lee. I'm also currently facing severe financial struggles as I've been a stay-at-home dad and my living situation is currently homeless. Jumping house to house, figuring what to do as a single dad. Thanks. So we do pray.
Yes, Lord.
That God would move mightily to help him to be what God would have him to
Amen.
Be. Forsake all and follow
yes,
Christ,
Lord.
The Holy Trust, Lean on Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
If we belong to the Lord, then God is working it out for His good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. For we know that all things work together for good.
Hallelujah.
To them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose.
Amen.
We often get emails like that or prayer requests like that. Oh, I pray that my family prosper and get homes and houses. Of course, I never pray like that.
No.
I'm never led to pray like that.
Uh-uh.
Maybe like convict them of their sin.
Amen.
Cause them to draw nigh to you, to seek your face diligently.
Oh, Jesus.
Because if we do that first, then all the other things will be added.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God
the praise.
We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Sometimes the roofers had trouble finding leaks. They see where the water was leaking down, and they'd go make a repair there. Lo and behold, it rained again and it was still leaking.
Amen.
Because that wasn't where the leak was actually originating. That was just where it showed up.
Amen.
That's how it is with things in the body of Christ. You know, what we see manifest in the weak ones, it probably came from the strong ones.
Amen.
Giving them, teaching them rebellion and occasion of blasphemy.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But we then that are strong, we then,
yes,
that's how it's written, that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak.
Amen.
And not to please ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
So we then that are strong, what can we do? Well, we can do the things that we ought to do. Huh? We can obey the commandments.
My Lord.
We can strive for unity.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Speak the same thing.
Oh.
Have no division.
Yeah.
You know, if we do things that promote division and disunity and chaos, you know, disorderly, then we are part of that cause. You know, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. We then that are strong. Now, many say I'm strong, but listen to the part for the strong.
Hallelujah.
Not to beat up the weak.
No.
Not to badmouth and revile the weak.
No.
But to bear the infirmities of the weak.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Not give an occasion to the weak. Don't teach the weak rebellion.
Right.
Huh? But teach them submission.
Yes.
Huh? Am I talking right?
Yes.
All right, come on, strong ones. Let's bear the infirmities of the weak.
Hallelujah.
Not to please ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Huh? In lowliness of mind, let's esteem others better than ourselves. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, that's probably part of the preaching that we are not going to hear. I believe that too. That's been the course so far. Nevertheless, I will do what I need to do to please God. Hallelujah. Well, what about you, Pastor? I endeavor to set a good example. Yeah, I do. It's my endeavor. Listen to me. Know me by the Spirit now.
Amen.
Not by me crossing every T and dotting every I.
No.
If you know me by the Spirit, you know that I'm trying to set a good example for people that love God.
Amen.
And that's what we need to do.
Amen.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the commandment, brother.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God
the praise.
I found that one in Romans chapter 15. Can you find it in your Bible? Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good.
Hallelujah.
To edification. One place Paul said, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
That ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me.
Hallelujah.
That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints.
Hallelujah.
That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, hallelujah, and may with you be refreshed. Amen. Now the God of peace be with you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
We've got an email about a stimulus. Well, actually a letter. The brothers say, is it okay for me to take the stimulus? And the scriptures say, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. There's no sin in taking the stimulus payment. If so, many of us have sinned in that matter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But to take it and not give to God, of course, that's sin.
Amen.
To take it and to trust in it, that's sin.
Amen.
But receiving a stimulus, what we should look for, though, is a stimulus of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And it's lawful to receive it.
Yes.
And it'll do you good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it will please God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Matthew. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
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 Joseph was troubled about his wife because they were going to get married and she was already with child. So an angelic messenger came to Joseph and said that thing which is conceived in her is conceived by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And you go ahead and marry her. She's going to bring forth a son.
Yes.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
He shall save his people from their sins.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
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 Oh, the Son of the living God. Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily, 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 verily. We heard about that this morning. Verily,
Jesus.
Truly, truly, I say unto you, except ye be converted. Except ye be converted.
Yes, Lord.
Except ye be converted.
Yes, Lord.
Except ye be converted. And become as little children.
Hallelujah.
Ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child,
hallelujah,
the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me.
Hallelujah.
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 And of course, we always go to the time where Jesus said to Peter that Satan desired to have you. We can transfer that too. That he may sift you as wheat.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said, but I have prayed for you.
Hallelujah.
And when thou art converted,
glory,
strengthen thine brother.
Glory.
So we have a message to we that are strong.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a message to the ones that are converted.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we don't have to rail on the weak ones, the ignorant ones. We got enough to help them, don't we? We that are converted.
Hallelujah.
We then that are strong.
Hallelujah.
Y'all hear my message today?
Hallelujah.
Is it all right? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. It's the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 9, I think. Everybody doing okay?
Amen.
Are you trusting Jesus?
Amen.
All along the way?
Amen.
All right. It says, help me, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Let's try verse 46. See how that goes. Then there arose a reasoning among them which of them should be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him. And he said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you, the same shall be
Hallelujah.
Great.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he followed not with us.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us.
Hallelujah.
All right? And God is for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God being for us, who can be against us?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Psalm 126. Moving quickly, Brother Spencer. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that drink.
Hallelujah.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter.
Yes.
And our tongue was singing.
Yes.
Then said they among the heathen,
Hallelujah.
The Lord had done great
Amen.
Things for them.
Hallelujah.
Turn again our captivity, O Lord,
yes,
as the streams in the south.
Hallelujah.
They that sow in tears shall reap
Hallelujah.
In joy.
Glory.
He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed,
Glory.
Shall doubtless
yes.
return again.
Hallelujah.
Come again with rejoicing, yes. bringing his sheaves with him.
Yes, Lord.
We shall come rejoicing,
Amen.
Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves.
Oh, yes.
Bringing in the sheaves.
Yes, Lord.
We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the
sheaves.
Soon in the morning. Sowing in the noontime.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
All right. Truly my salvation waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. This is Psalm 62. He only is my rock and my salvation. Focus on the only. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man?
Hallelujah.
Ye shall be slain, all of you.
Glory, God.
As a bowen wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence.
Hallelujah.
They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies, they bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. Again, my soul, wait thou only upon God.
Hallelujah.
For my expectation is from him.
Glory.
Only upon God.
Upon God.
Huh?
Yeah.
Not God in my wisdom, God in my experience, God my only upon God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
We should say my hope is built on nothing less.
Yes.
Nothing less.
Hallelujah.
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 In Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
How simple it is, but we often Glory. Like to add other things other than the God only. Only God can save.
Only God
forgives sin.
Yes.
God only is our deliverer.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give God the praise. Give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
All right. Leaning on the everlasting arm.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, King Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
All right. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Pastor, we have a marathon on Sabbath, don't we? Well, we've had them longer than this. I've been in the dining hall and had breakfast and heard preaching and preaching and preaching, and then it was dinner time. More than once. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Sarah would always say, you know what this means, don't you? Yeah, God wants to save you. But God chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But it's remarkable how much preaching we hear and how much we actually let sink down into the heart. All the preaching we've heard, we should all be soaring with the eagles. Is that not right? Huh? Yeah, but we ought to be teachers by now, but we have need to be taught again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who then can be saved? Well, with man this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. We shall endure until the end, then we shall be saved. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So by the emails that I read, you know that some have some concern, and they always have had concerns about the broadcast and how it's arranged. They had complaints with Brother Stair, you know. But one thing I do know, that it's good to have some live talk like I'm doing now. This is live.
Okay.
Not that I'm anybody. You're alive now.
Yes.
Huh? We give credence to the message.
Bless that,
and we're still here waiting on Jesus.
Huh?
Even though we still play the voice of the prophet, we still read the prophets in the book. There's somebody here say, I believe the prophet. That's us. And I believe that that's very important. And I believe that God will help us to do that. Huh? I believe that's God's will. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We also hear that by the callers. You know, those that call, that's live.
Yeah.
That's present time.
Hallelujah.
So are we.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise.
Glory,
glory. Glory.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Give God the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Give
God the praise.
All right, we've got some brothers headed back. Brother Kurt, Brother Birch. They've been to Oklahoma and did this and done that. I think Birch got almost all of his loose ends tied up. Is that right, Brother Birch? Brother Kurt, are y'all listening? Give us a call if you're listening. We'll see, won't we? Right now, they're supposed to be in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Hallelujah.
Visiting with Birch's father. And then tomorrow, they'll head east, visit with Birch's mother, and then head east to visit with the saints. Is that all right? That's the plan. 843-538-1334. If you're listening on your phone, can't call now, call us later. 701. 843-701-5053. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. My prayer for them is always, Lord, watch over them. Grant them safe passage, traveling mercies. May they be faithful witnesses, maintain their integrity. Huh? That's my prayer for us all. We are God's representatives. Huh? We are his people. The sheep of his pasture.
Hallelujah.
And when we go somewhere, do anything, we want people to look on us and say, they've been with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, one thing about Brother Kurt, you know, he's, by his own admission, he calls himself, well, they call him Weirdo Boy when he was coming up. Kurt's kind of weird in some things. But one said, we all have our weirdness, huh? Hallelujah. But Kurt usually speaks his heart. If he's not happy with you, you'll know it. You won't say, I wonder if he'll let you know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But one thing I can say about Brother Kurt, he knows about me. I know about him. But he maintained that Pastor Rice loved God. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, that means a lot to me.
Yes.
If a man loves God, the same is known.
Yes.
You love God?
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
So if nothing else, Brother Kurt bears witness to that truth. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory. Well, God knows all about you.
Yes.
Knows all about me.
Yes.
He still know that you love him.
Hallelujah.
We need a testimony like that, don't we? Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If God knows you love him,
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, let us stand, saints. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, endeavoring to do God's will, to maintain our integrity. To endure
Hallelujah.
Unto the end.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Timothy, would you pray for us?
Well, Heavenly Father, again, we heard much preaching today, Lord, but we're not only hearers of the word, but doers also. So
Hallelujah.
Salvation is of the Lord. So we ask again, you strengthen us to endure to the end. And
Hallelujah.
Know that we are our brother's keeper, Lord. Help us do things. Keep our brothers. And,
Jesus.
Oh, God, make us ready, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We believe you are. And so we thank you, oh, God, making us your choice
Jesus.
And your determination to save us. So keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. Help us be thankful. And help us to strive for that unity, Lord. We are one body. So we thank you for the saints here,
Glory.
Those worldwide, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha.
Maranatha.
The Lord is coming.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen. Maranatha. Hallelujah.